Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host and the pastor of the Abba House International, none other than my partner in crime. They call us the Bunny and Clyde in Christ. We thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you guys on this morning. Guys, we're just excited about what God is doing right now in this very moment, in this very hour that we are coming to share with you on this morning. We hope that something is said or done on the broadcast this morning that will encourage and inspire and strengthen you through the word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we want to tell you thank you so very much. And guys, remember to click the link and to share on your Facebook page, to share it on live. We're live right now. You can go to your Facebook page and click the link and share that number and have your friends to call in and tell them to call in. We'll stop what we're doing to pray for you. We are a prayer-based broadcast. We're a prayer-based group of people. We believe in the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. We believe that when we call on the name of the Lord, he will move for us. Amen. Amen. He will move for us. Thank God for just this opportunity and this chance to get into the presence of the Lord and get into his word on this morning. Listen, guys, as always, before we get started, we would first like to read a scripture, and then with our scripture reading, and once we do our scripture reading, we will go into our prayer. Amen. So our scripture reading this morning is Ephesians 13, and it says, therefore, take up the full armor of God, that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground, and having done everything to stand. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer, in effectual, fervent prayer. God, to call on your mighty and rich name. Father, we know that you are able to do all things, and all things are possible through you. There is nothing that we could do on our own. Father, we submit ourselves today to you, God, in a way, God, that we would ask God to confirm and affirm our stand in you. God, that after we stand in you, God, there's all we have to do is continue to trust in you. And when we continue to trust in you, Father, you're able to do, God, beyond that. God, you will open up the ways of heaven, God, and pour us out a blessing that we all have room enough to receive on this morning. We're just excited about what you have said and what you're going to do on today for these, your people. And we ask this morning, God, that you would give us the strength to press on and battle on, God, in the midst of all that we see and all that is going on. For we know that you are not just able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And we give your name the glory in advance for all things being made well. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And we would also like to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. Thank you guys so much. All of our missionaries, all of our apostles that's across this country, all of our great friends and family that are traveling and doing all these great things, missionary work, speaking and encouraging and strengthening all the people of God, all of our great apostle friends that are out working the great work. We thank you so very much. We thank all the missionaries that are out doing it. We thank you guys for all of our pastors across the country who are pastoring and changing the lives of those that are coming into the fullness of Christ. We thank you so, so, so very much. And we pray that you will continue to work the work of him that sent you while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. We also realize that this obstacle that you have come against, because you have put your hand to the plow, that the enemy will come against your life. The enemy will desire to come against you. And when he come against you, you have to be ready to fight. Amen. And we thank God for your fight. We thank God for your stand. And we pray for your stand. We pray that as you take your stand in Christ, that you will be able to withstand and overcome whatever it is that the enemy is presenting itself to you with, every place that the enemy is presenting itself to you. We pray today that you would walk after Christ. You would walk after the mind of Christ, and that let his mind be in you that's also in, let the mind of Christ also be in you, that you will be able to operate in him. We thank God for that. We thank God for that. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. On this morning, we have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Russia, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have China, Hong Kong, and we have Russia. I'm sorry, we have Mexico. Thank you guys so very, very much for partnering up with us, and we continue to pray for you. We continue to pray for you, and we pray for those that are giving their lives as well. We understand that that is very taboo, because a lot of these guys, their religion it makes it difficult for them to make that transition. But we are praying for you. We are praying with you, and we're asking God to continue to keep his hand over your life. Amen. We're not going to be on the broadcast very long this morning. We just wanted to come on and just share with you a life-changing word that will give you strength in this hour. We realize that the enemy comes against your life like a flood, but we understand also that all things are working together for your good. So we want to give you something this morning that will help you on this morning. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening.
I want you to come on. you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. We're going to dive into Ephesians 6. No, that's what we read as our scripture, but the Lord had laid this on my heart to share with you guys on this morning. We're going to read verses 12, 13, and 14. 12, 13, and 14 of Ephesians 6, and it reads like this. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world, darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground, and having done everything to stand, stand firmly then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness, breastplate of righteousness. Now I want to first off give you the focal point of our text this morning. C portion of verse 13 says, stand your ground. Stand your ground. And having done everything to stand, our A portion of 14 says, stand firm then. Stand firm then. Stand firm then. That's the King James. That is the NIV version of that portion of text on this morning. I want to deal with this morning with the portion of this passage that says, stand. After you've done all to stand, stand firm. One text says, the King James Version says, after you have done all to stand, stand therefore. Then stand. That's what we're going to talk about. Take your stand. Stand then on this morning. I want to encourage somebody this morning. I want to push somebody out of this morning. I want to give somebody some strength. I want to give somebody some hope. I want to give somebody some understanding. I want to give somebody some drive, some get up and go. I want to give somebody an ability to go ahead on and to look at your situation and understand that even though your situation may not look like you want it to look, it may not be ideal right now. It may not be what you want it to be, but I want to give you some encouragement and tell you to go ahead on and stand in that thing. Because watch this, God is not just able, but Lord God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Now, I understand your condition. I understand your situation. I understand your plight. I understand what you're going through. I see your situation. I understand that things may not be working like you want them to work. They may not be coming together like you want them to come together, but I want you to understand that there is still a stand even in that. You got to keep on standing, because the more you stand, the more you prove the enemy wrong. Come here, let me help you. Let me drive you to your purpose and push you to your destiny this morning. And right up in here, I want to let you know that even though the issues of life may come, things may come against you, it's going going to be a time where in this life that you're experiencing what you're experiencing, that you're not going to always understand why you're going through what you're going through. But let me help you this morning. The Bible tells me like this. It says, all things, my God, work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to, watch this here, purpose. Come here. Let me help you realize and understand that there is a purpose behind the pain. There's purpose behind the hurt. There's purpose behind the tears. There's purpose behind the desolation. There's purpose behind what is going on. He is not only just able, but he is well able to show up and to show out. If you allow God to be God, my God, today, he will not only push you into a place where you need to be, he'll make the enemy your footstool. Come here, let me help you. You got to continue to trust in him. I understand right now maybe that it seems like it's hard, because I see at the beginning of the text, can we deal with the beginning of the text? He says, well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. One, the translation that we read said struggle. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen to me. Tell your neighbor. I know we ain't in church, but act like you're in church. And tell your neighbor that's sitting next to you and say, excuse me, neighbor, I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy, and you're not my enemy. We're going to work this thing out together. Come here, let me help you, because watch this here, one of the worst things that the enemy can do is get you sidetracked, get you, watch this here, focusing on other stuff that's on the outside. That's what messes with your stand. Can we talk about the stuff that messes with your stand? You focusing on folk instead of focusing on God. My God, who I'm helping this morning. You focusing on folk and ain't focusing on God, because you got your eyes on the issue of people saying stuff. You got your eyes on the problem, because you hear them talking and you hear them saying all these things about you. But can I be the bearer of good news? It's going to always be some noisome pestilence in the air. It's going to always be somebody talking sideways. It's going to always be somebody talking out the side of their neck. It's going to always be somebody that got something negative to say. But watch the text. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is not our issue. As long as we're in this flesh, we're going to have complications with the flesh. Talk to them this morning, then, Reverend. Listen, as long as you're going to be in this flesh, you're going to have complications with this flesh. You're going to always have somebody that got a word to say about you to somebody else and run your name not only through the mud, but you're going to be on the front page of the Inquirer. You're going to be on the front page of Gossip Weekly. You're going to be on Come here. You're going to be on the front page of every newspaper that got something to do with gospel. Your name, my child, your name, my brother, your name, my sister, is going to be ran through the mud. But can I be a bearer of good news and give you some strength? Let them talk, because the more they hate, the more God's going to elevate. Stop focusing on the negativity of words of people, because folk will say some stuff that will get you in a place to where you gonna come here and let me help you. You gonna have folk that's gonna say stuff about you to other people that's gonna make you want to snap. But guess what? Stand in who you are. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Watch this here. Wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness. All of this. See. You have to understand that it goes deeper than flesh. That's my next point. It goes deeper than flesh. Come here. If you are under attack right now, you need to know this real quick. I want to give you this to you. I want to give you, and this is free. I'm not going to charge you for this one. I usually charge $9.95. I ain't going to charge you $9.95. I'm going to give this one to you for free. Watch this here. If they're attacking you, you best believe and understand and know that place right there is some purpose attack. attached to it. Come here. Whatever area, come here and let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. The place that the enemy is attacking, best believe, understand, and know that this area right here, the enemy knows, my brother. The enemy knows, my sister. The enemy knows, preacher, pastor, apostle, deacon. Deaconess, the person that's on the front row, the person in the back row, the ushers on the usher board, good God from Zion, the prayer warriors, the mothers on the motherboard. Let me help you real quick. If the enemy is attacking that area, you can best believe that there is purpose, that come here and let me help you to your blessed place. Let me give you something that's going to give you some strength this morning. That area right there, if it's messing with your mind, you best believe that you got some, your mind, watch this here, is a real strong thing. If it's messing with your heart, that's going to be the very thing that's going to make the enemy buckle. If it's messing with your finances, that's going to be the very thing that's going to make the enemy buckle. If it's messing with your children, that's going to be the big comment here, and let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. If he's attacking that area, people of God, you can best believe that's the place that the enemy is fearing the most, because he done took a peep into your future and know that's the very thing that's going to take him out. You got to, oh Lord, you gonna mess around here and make these folk get happy. Listen, there's a place that that the enemy is working in. You better believe he is working there, because God has need of that area. When the enemy is attacking you, his whole total design and makeup is to get you, shine, my God, is to get you distracted. So if he can distract this area, he can keep you captive in that area, and you will no longer, my God, today, you will no longer be able to focus if he can get you to stop focusing on the place he's trying to get you to and take you to. I promise you, people of God, I promise you, you will fall. His design, his whole makeup, his whole reason for doing what he does is to distract you. If he can get you to stumble, if he can get you to fall, if he can get you to forget about prayer, about supplication, about worship, if he can get you out of the mind frame of I need to be in the presence of God and start focusing on all of this that's messing around on the outside. See, you got to understand, babies, he do realize that the scripture says it's a small foxes that destroys the vine, if he can get into the little bitty places. but see, the one thing you got to understand about God is God knows all, sees all, and is all. I'm going to help y'all. If I don't do nothing this morning else, I'm going to help y'all with this one. God knows all, sees all, and is all. He can peep into your future and see the very place where you are, and watch it. He will work it out. He understands the enemy, the devil, the prince of the air, understands the small places. Let me help you with the small places. Can I help you with the small places? If he can get a foothold in a small place. Hello, lights and walls. Let me help you real quick. If he can get into the small places, if he can get into the little bitty minute stuff, come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. If he can get into the small places, if he can get into the places to where he will make you stumble, if he can get into the places where he can make you doubt yourself, if he can give you self-doubt, if he can give you self-pity, if he can give you self-loathing, come here, let me help you. If he can make you feel like you ain't worthy, if he can make you feel like you ain't worth it, if he can make you feel like you ain't got it all together, if he can make you feel, come here and let me bless you to your breastplate and give you some full understanding of what the enemy is attempting to do. If he can make you feel like you less than, if he can beat you down with the word, come here with words, not just from you, no, come here. I ain't the one for to mess some folk up. I'm good with that, though. That's what I do on a day-to-day basis. I don't care about messing nobody up. Listen, watch this. If he can get the people that's closest to you, come here. Give me about 5 seconds of your time. If he can get the people that's closest to you to start making you doubt who you are, because watch this. This is why it's important that you need to understand to watch your circle. Tell them lights and walls. Let me preach to the people who got the wrong folk in their circle. This is why, oh God, you gonna mess around here and make these folk hang up. Watch this. You gotta watch who you allow in your circle. Because watch this. The smaller your circle, come here, I dare you to put it on Facebook. I dare you to put it in your Twitter feed. I dare you to put it, come here. I dare you to put it on your Instagram, your MySpace page, wherever you at. I dare you to put in there, I'm gonna shrink my circle. You got to understand, there's got to be a select group of people that's connected to you to help you. That's the reason why I got a fair time. I ain't got that many people. You can count the people that I trust on my hand. That's about all that you gonna get. I'm not gonna let nobody come here. Let me preach about me so you can stay saved and stay in the church. I'm not gonna let no joker come in and mess nothing up that God has set up in my life. I'm already having a struggle with my stand because the enemy is coming in on every side. I don't need no interaction on my inner circle. Hello, messing with me. I dare you to put that on your Facebook page. I don't need no interaction on my inner circle messing with me. I need come here. I need some hope that's going to attach to me and be a part and going to be a blessing to me that knows how to get a prayer through. That okay, they come in here. That you can come at 3-4 in the morning and they can get up out of their sleep and they can talk to the Lord on my behalf while I'm praying, they praying. Come here. Let me help you real quick. Your staying won't require you to have a prayer life. Hello, lights and walls. I'm preaching to somebody. You got to have a prayer language. You got to be able to get in where you fit in. Even if you ain't got nothing but a thank you, Jesus. You need to work on your thank you, Jesus. Because watch this. God will work where you are. But you got to open up your mouth and you got to say something. Just about 2 or 3 people and say, excuse me, when was the last time you said something to God? Oh, Lord, I'm a boy that Wolf Grand Chili saw a commercial. Oh, that's been too long. That's been too long. When was the last time you talked to God for yourself? When was the come here and allow me to give you some strength in the midst of what it is that you're going through? When was the last time you got into the presence of God for yourself? Because every once in a while, every once in a while, every blue moon, every purple moon, you got to get into a place where you talk to God for yourself. I understand you got problems. I understand the deacons on the deacon board are praying. I understand that the mothers on the mother boards are praying. I understand. I understand that there are people that's around you that are praying. But my question to you, my dear heart, when was the last time you talked to him? Your stand requires you to have a conversation after you've done all to stand. Wait a minute. The text says, after you've done all to stand, stand then. Ashadobo Saba. Dada Dabande Riobo Siki Kamae. Kande de Yon Sobobo Kata. Bande Dete Koto Raman Siti. The text says, after you've done all to stand, then, one translation says, stand there for. One says, stand in. Wait a minute, hold on. One translation says, stand there for. And the other one says, stand in. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me process this for you real quick. Let me process it and put it in your lap. Stand there for and stand in. What is this? Oh, Lord, both of them have the same perplexity of understanding that you have to stand. But one says stand then. Then just means that after everything that can happen to you, you still got to stand. After all the hell you done been through, you still got to stand. After they done ran your name through the mud, you still got to stand. After you've done everything, oh, God, help me right up in here, up in here, up in here. You got to stand even with all of the frustration and the pain and the hurt and the ridicule and the desolation and them doing what they've done. You still got to stand in God. Stand in your relationship with God. God is raised. He says, stand. Yeah. You ain't got nothing else to stand on. Why not stand in God? He says, stand with your loins girded about with truth. What is the truth? He's talking about the word. Stand in the word of God. Oh, Lord. The word that says you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're the lender and not the borrower. He said that you are wrong priesthood, that you're a holy nation. He said, God, help right up in here. He said, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. He said, you are the children of, you are heirs and joint heirs. You're his children. You're king's kids. Stand in the truth, even though it don't seem like none of this is in place. But watch this here. Even though hell is going on, you still in air. Touch mine. Touch, man. Touch about three or four of them in the atmosphere right now. Go touch them in the atmosphere and tell them, I am an heir. I got the last name. I'm in the bloodline. Oh, Lord. You going to mess around there and mess them up. Even though they done said that you're not. Even though they done come here. Even though they done talked about you. Even though, come here. Even though they said that I don't believe it. You still in the bloodline. Your paperwork shows. Come here, man, and preach the word. You are still in the bloodline. They can say what they want. They can accuse on every hand. They go, oh, Lord, have mercy. They're going to have some negativity anyway. But you still in the bloodline. You still right there. You right in the spot where you need to be at. Don't let the enemy make you doubt your blood. Come and hear. Preacher, you preaching this morning. Don't let the enemy make you doubt your bloodline. The enemy is crafty, sneaky. He's a prince of the air. He's an accuser of the brethren. He's a liar. But watch this here. Even in his accusations. Oh, this is going to make some of y'all fall off y'all seat this morning. Y'all gonna spit y'all coffee out, but that's all right. A lot of the accusations that the enemy is saying are true. Is that good? That's good. That's real 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 good. That's good. That's good. That's real good. I know I messed the folk up. I messed down up, but that's all right. I'm helping you. I'm going to help 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 you. See, the accusations are true. The accusations are true. What they said about you was true. You are a homemonger. You are the liar. You did go out and do all the stuff that they said you did. You showed up and you showed out. You did do it. But watch this here. When you become an heir under the blood, the blood. When you become an heir under the blood washes you clean of the accusation. So he can bring the accusations to God, but because you got the blood on you. I'm about to make a hole in this wall. Listen, because you got the blood on you, even though you haven't fully got there yet, even though you may be still dealing with a few things, the blood, because you're trying. The one thing I've understood is God will honor an attempt. If you're trying, you may not hit it on all cylinders. You may not hit it every day, but you out here trying. And as long as you got to try down, as long as you got to try down in your system, brothers and sisters, God will honor your try. He will honor your attempt. He'll honor you trying to get out there and do the right thing. The blood still works. Over 2,000 years on Calvary's cross. The blood still works. His death, burial, resurrection, the blood still works. This is an ancient Chinese secret. Oh Lord, this is an ancient Holy Ghost secret. If you had to reach way down, y'all don't remember that song, Jesus will pick you up. If you got to reach way down, he's coming to get you because he loves you that much. He cares about you that much. He is the keeper of your soul and of your mind. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think only thing we got to do is just trust him in the midst of all that we go through. For he is life, health, and strength. He will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And let him do it in the way that he does it. And he'll show up. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We love you guys. Hang tight.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could
only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
when everyone else around me has,
everyone else around me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. And that he is mine. Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. But he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. there. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me, who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his. He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the mess.
Give up on you. He's able.